the office, they're both on and off the floor, it's about missing each other. But he said he felt, and he had been raising consensus on the ceiling of the committee, now whether this involves President Thorne or not, that after all the testimony, they're taking a second look at the advocacy function, perhaps the idea of doing a limited type advocacy, more President Thorne rather than perhaps a
publicly endorsing it. Well, it wasn't quite what we had in mind, but
this we think is a reasonable thing we could live with type thing.
Do we see a chair in all fields and seats and like, do we get?
That's good, why is that, what nurses are that position?
One of his problems is that he's now cooperating with us on so many areas that some of the liberal Democrats are complaining within the party. And I think that part must be behind this.
Nervous. Well, we entered a sign on a ship contract to fly out of California for Dean, have you talked to him at all about this letter?
Yes, but not in the last week or 10 days.
Has anything that's been said here contradicted him? Do we have language of the kind of bill we would like up to the Illinois?
We've got language, and also we like a reiteration of the most important points on about a page and a half, which
is a sense of our position.
Jim gave it. I didn't realize we had language up there.
What Jim? Language?
Jim?
We've never seen a bill.
Jim?
Did you send language up to
when?
Oh, well, this was on some technical stuff about what powers is in there.
We never saw Johnson.
Virginia?
No.
Well, now I'm living up to my reputation.
Well, he's lost it apparently because he says he wants
more.
Why don't we send around a draft of the page name and we do it? He's not going to be until Wednesday, he said. Is that correct?
Or is this going to be
sort of what are the important points that you care about? Because language is terrible.
Well, we could do better than that. I mean, we could actually draft.
Oh, yeah, and I know. The problem is that they don't really probably want our draft, nor will they use it.
Well, wait a moment. Remember, in the Hiss bill, it was a pretty sloppy one. Old version. I think it might be good to at least say this is the spec, but this is also a bill which may help you as a foundation.
But Virginia, I think the way it operationally is going to work is I was told, at least by somebody, I don't know if this is right, but is that they would get down and have this wonderful powwow and they'd say, points 1, 2, 3, 4 agree, and then Hollifield would turn to his staff, as Wilbur Mills often does, and say, draft it. I'm sure that's so, but whatever.
Well, then wouldn't there be a conference after that in which that
here's a man of notes.
As a very quick summary, John Irwin born in Fall, Virginia, said that it was his impression that the sense of the committee was to a weak or to a limited advocate, independent advocate. He did not, as I understand it, get into the position as to whether he'd be appointed to serve the pleasure of the president as opposed to the
term. Not the detail.
But he was, but he thought that was saleable to Hollifield and it would exclude Rosenthal. We said, have you gotten with him? No, he hadn't gotten. With regard to our position, he said, don't you send that up with Virginia to come up and charge.
Well, we first talked about having a bill introduced. We said, we'd buy him on behalf of the administration. And expressing what we had said in testimony that as a result of analyzing the Ash Council replies that we would come up with an administration position. Of course, this leaves us out.
So he says if you do that, he can't sell it to Hollywood, or it jeopardizes his chances of selling it to Hollywood. He then puts the Hollywood selling out for the public. So it has to be, at best, as I understand it, a Hollywood Irwin-born bill that has been worked out on the basis of discussions with the administration. And we would say, yes, this meets our requirement. That's a little soft. We don't care much for that position because it looks like we're falling behind, but the alternatives are probably worse.
Well, I don't think this is better.
I think at this stage...
It's a little tougher than to sell around out in the country.
Well, I think it's the best we can salvage at this point in time.
Okay, now, let's assume he says we're going to talk next week to Hollifield, midweek. Now, prior to that, he would like from us some major points as to what this bill should have. Two questions to you. number one, do you have any more reading on whether they're going to have these hearings on the 12th and 15th? Number two, Virginia points out that the last time they wrote the bill, it was a very sloppy bill. If we set up the specs and a bill, they went to Hollowfield and said, okay, here's our specs, and they agreed. Would Hollowfield, did they have an opportunity to give Hollowfield their language, or would Hollowfield turn to his own fellow and say, you draft the bill? And if he did that, would they have an opportunity then to use our language later to make sure the bill is a good one? In other words, would it be worthwhile for us to send up to Earl and Warren a bill?
I thought we already had.
We sent specs, generally.
We